Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up this morning, for allowing us to see this new day, the day that our Lord has made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day, the day that no one else has ever been in this day but our God. And we are ready to receive all what the Lord has prepared for us today. We are ready to accomplish and fulfill everything our God has in line for us today. And we are so excited for you joining us today on this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. And today is Friday, is the first Friday of this month of August 2020. So today is Friday, 7th day of August 2020. So we are excited with what God is doing, for we serve a mighty God. We serve a merciful God, a gracious God, the creator of heaven and earth, the one in whom we live and move and have our being. Without him, we can do nothing. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we're going to start this morning with prayer. We say good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus. Good morning to you, God, three in one. Thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for allowing us to see this new day, the day that you have made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day. For you are a good shepherd, the one who laid down his life for his sheep. We thank you. So, Father, we pray that you forgive us of all our sins, anything and everything that we have done that is not pleasing to you. We pray, Lord, that you forgive us and cleanse us with your hyssop. Wash us clean in the mighty name of Jesus, for you are a forgiving God. You are a merciful God. We do not want anything to hinder our prayers this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that it is not by might and it is not by power, but it is by your Spirit that we are here this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, that we are ready to receive each and everything that you have created, you have prepared for us today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, this morning for every intercessor, Lord, for every prayer warrior, with their families, their spouses, their families, Lord. We thank you, Father, for protecting and providing for them, Lord. I thank you for wisdom, Father, for giving them wisdom and strength, Lord, that they wake up every morning and come and intercede and stand on the gap and stay on the wall, Father. In the name of Jesus, stand on the gap. So I pray this morning, Father, that you bless each and every one of us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, give us a perseverant spirit, Lord, a persistent spirit that we will not give up, Lord. We continue praying, continue interceding, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for doing good to each and every intercessor, Lord, not only on this prayer line, but many other prayer lines, Lord. Do good to them, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, this morning for all our spiritual leaders, our church leaders, Lord, and their families, that you guide, protect them, Father, in the name of Jesus, the whole fivefold ministry, Father, because you gave them to us, Father, you gave them to us as a church for the equipment of the ministry, Lord, for the work of the ministry, the equipment of the saints, Lord, for the building of the body of Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you for the apostles, for the prophets, the pastors, the evangelists, Lord, the teachers, even those in the ministry of service, the administrators, those who work in different facets of the ministry for the furtherance of the gospel, Father. I thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for blessing them, for your anointing, Father, because it is your anointing that breaks the yoke, Father. If they teach and guide and lead your people, Father, and prepare your people for the work of the ministry, Lord, I pray, Father, that every leader give them wisdom, Father, that they will be able to see each and every gift, the sheep, the flock of their sheep, the flock that you gave them to lead, that they will be able to help each and every one of them, Father, according to their strengths and their weaknesses, and help them to nourish the gifts and to recognize the gifts and prepare the platform to use those gifts in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I honor you, Father. As they are the ones who are on the forefront, Father, I pray that you continue to protect them, Father, because the enemy knows once he gets the head, he gets the ones that are in the forefront, then everybody else will fall, will also fall. So I pray, Father God, that our spiritual leaders will continue being connected to you in the name of Jesus and learn from you and build on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets and Jesus Christ yourself being the cornerstone of everything they do, all the ministries, all the activities that are being done, Father. It can be the children's ministry, the youth, the singles ministries, the couples ministries, the choir, the drama and outreach ministries, missions ministries, food bank ministries, anything, Father. And I pray, Father God, that you give them all the resources they need in the mighty name of Jesus. Even during this time of the pandemic, where the church is functioning full swing online, I just pray, Father, that you bless each and every minister and give them the people to help them. Some are fluent online. They have all the equipment and all the resources, and some are still struggling and trying to get themselves together. I just pray, Father God, that you help them, Father, that they will still be effective, whether it's online or it's small groups or it's the way they have been functioning and being effective, meeting in big congregation, they will still be effective even online, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for giving them the real word, the Rhema word, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, for the body of Christ, the church, Father, and all the family members, Lord, for your protection, for your provision, Lord, and your guidance in the mighty name of Jesus, that even if the church doors, the physical church doors, the building is closed, but you are not closed from your people, Father. You are still God because you do not change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You don't change, Father. So as a body of Christ, as a church, is still connected to you, Father. For you are the true vine, Lord. And we are the branches. So we want to remain in you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because some are getting weary and some are not making an effort, Father, but we want to stay connected in the mighty name of Jesus, because we know that if we do not remain in you, we'll be like those branches that are disconnected. They fall off the branch, off the tree, and they dry out and they get withered. And such branches can be picked up and thrown into the fire and get burned. So, Father, we pray that we do not want to disconnect ourselves from you, the true vine, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we will still experience your anointing, we will still experience your touch, we will still experience your presence, even if we are being ministered online or over the phone or whichever means. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for blessing the families, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that every member of the family, the fathers, being the priests of their households, the heads of their households, I pray, Father God, that you bless, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, even the single family homes, Lord. You remain being the head of those households, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because you are an unchanging God and you are not a respecter of any person. What you do for one, you do for the other. Your presence, Father, cannot be limited because it's a single family home. You are still God. You are still powerful. You are still mighty. You still reveal yourself to those who love you, to those who seek you diligently. You still present yourself, Father, and they will find you, whether it's in a single-family home or a two-family home, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I pray, Father, that every family member function the way they should, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And the parents, Father God, I pray for wisdom, that as parents we do not provoke our children, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and the children obeying their parents and obedience and disrespectful, Father, I rebuke it in the mighty name of Jesus that they be obedient, Father. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, and we thank you, Father, for the salvation, the deliverance, and the healing of your people, those who do not know you. Those who are out there, Father, we still believe in you, Father, even at this month in August, Father, of 2020, we are still believing for a bumper harvest of souls this year of 2020. In the mighty name of Jesus, for our God, you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish in life. So we pray, Father God, for our brothers and sisters out there who do not know anything about you, that we as a body of Christ, as a church, will reach out and witness to them and tell them about the goodness of our God and tell them that there is a God who still redeems, who is still delivering people, who is still healing people in all areas of their lives, not only in the spiritual, but also physical healing, emotional healing,
in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, to remind them that there is a God who said, come unto me, all you who labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And to take the yoke, the God who said, take my yoke, learn from me. For my yoke is easy, it's not heavy. Exchange your heavy one with mine that is light. We pray, Father God, some of them, for one reason or another, heard about you. They have served you once upon a time. But now they have succeeded and they are out there like a prodigal son. We call them, Father, to come back home, to come back to the kingdom. There is room for them in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. Even those who do not know you, Father, I pray that they will have a Nicodemus experience, that they come to you and say, what can I do to be saved? In the mighty name of Jesus. For Lord, you even told Nicodemus that except a man be born again, to be born in the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. There is no any other way. For Jesus, you are the way, the truth, and the life. Pray, Father. We cry out, we intercede for our brothers and sisters out there who do not know you. We intercede, Father, for our country, for our nation. We intercede for nations, Lord. You said, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from away from their wicked ways, you, our Father, sitting on the throne, you will hear us from heaven and you will forgive our sins and you will heal our land. So we pray, Father, heal our land. Our land needs healing, Father. Our nation needs healing. Nations need healing, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Zimbabwe needs healing, Lord. Africa needs healing, Lord. Asia needs healing, Lord. Europe needs healing, Father. South America needs healing. America needs healing, North America. All nations, Father, they need your healing. So we cry out, Father, as intercessors. We stand on the gap. And we intercede, we cry out on their behalf. That heal our land, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the people that live in it have an experience, born again, turn away from their wicked ways, confess with their mouth that you are Lord, because you are Lord, you are the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the Almighty God, the Creator of heaven and earth. We thank you, Father. We trust you. We depend on you, Father. We thank you, Father God. So we pray, Father, for all our leaders, our local leaders, our state leaders, our national leaders, and all our international leaders, Lord, that you help them, that they do what is right, that they obey you, they make good decisions for the betterment of the people. I rebuke all the egoness and the selfishness in the mighty name of Jesus. I they do not oppress and take advantage of the poor and those who are weak. Do what is right. Be leaders for everybody. Govern fairly, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We know, Father God, that except you build the house, all that labor, they labor in vain. Except you, you keep the city, the watchman, he keeps in vain. But you, Father, you are our keeper. You are our protector. You are our shield. You are our God. We trust you, Father. We trust you. You are a redeemer. There is no trouble that you cannot rescue, Father. You are bigger than our troubles. You are bigger than our issues. You are a big God, a merciful God. You can reach, Father, to the deepest valley. You can reach to the highest mountain, as wide as it can be. You can reach us. So, Father God, have mercy on us. Redeem us, Lord. Redeem us, Lord. Tap our eyes unto the hill. For where comes our help? Because we know our help comes from you, Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, the one who keeps Israel, who neither slumber nor sleep. We thank you, Father. We thank you for redeeming us. We thank you for touching us. We thank you for blessing us cooperatively, Lord, as a body of Christ, individually, and also cooperatively as a nation, as a people, as a country, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Abba Father. Thank you, everlasting Father. Thank you, Lord, for you are great. You are great in battle. You are an army all by yourself. And you fight for us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We trust you. We depend on you. We honor you this morning. Thank you for your healing power. For you are our healer, Lord. You are Jehovah Rapha, the God, our healer, the one who heals all our diseases. Thank you, Lord, for there is no sickness or disease that you cannot heal. Thank you, Father. By your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed. Thank you, Lord, for healing is the bread of your children. Thank you for giving us the bread of healing this morning, for preparing a table for us in the presence of our enemies. Thank you, Father, for deliverance, healing from unforgiveness, healing, Father, from nervousness. Some are having nervous attacks, Father. Thank you, Father, for healing. Even those who are anxious, you said for us not to be anxious for anything, but in everything, prayer, supplication, to make our needs known, to bring our prayers to you with thanksgiving. In the mighty name of Jesus, so I rebuke the spirit of anxiousness and worriness, stress, depression. Some are being attacked by this spirit of depression, losing the desire to live, attacked by the spirit of suicidalness. You demon of death, you thief, the devil, you are a thief who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus, because we have a Savior. We have a God who came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So I release life, Father. Abundant life. regardless of how the economy looks like, regardless of how things look like, even if the enemy roars like a lion, we know he's not a lion. There is only one lion of the tribe of Judah, Jesus Christ. For our God, you are a consuming fire. So I pray, Father God, for emotional healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Increase our faith, Father, our trust in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. There are a lot who are in the hospitals, some are in homes and sick with different kinds of diseases, some cancerous diseases, some diseases they haven't been diagnosed, they don't know what's wrong with them, and then there are some who are being attacked by this demon of COVID-19. We just pray, Father God, releasing your healing power in the mighty name of Jesus. You are a healer, Lord. I had a testimony yesterday, Father. Demon of COVID has been battling it for a while, for a couple months now. But yesterday they said there is a God in heaven, and they praise you. They said they are healed because you are still in the healing business. You are still healing, Father. So I pray, Father God, because you are not a respecter of any person. I pray, Lord, for those who are suffering from their bodies being violated by this demon of COVID-19. We evict this demon in Jesus' name because it's trespassing. It's attacking your people's bodies, your house, because our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And they are trespassing. So, devil, the blood of Jesus is against you. We command you in Jesus' name to get your hands off the people of God. Get your hands off the house of God in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, and I pray for wisdom, Lord, to give us wisdom as a people, that we do all what is necessary, washing of our hands, wearing the mask, honoring the social distance. But we know healing comes from you, protection comes from you. We trust you, Lord. Everyone with wisdom and respectful of others. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Lord. We magnify your name. I thank you, Father God, for blessing each and every family, Father, that they will not lack anything. For you supply all our needs, Lord, according to your riches in glory. So I thank you, Father God, that your children will not beg bread in the land of the living. There is no lack, there is no shortage. You even provided bread for your servant, where the raven, the bird, will bring bread for him in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening. So you provide, Lord. You can do it for your people. You can do it for us. Because you are our trust, the earth and the fullness thereof belongs to you. You are our sustainer, you are our source. It's not it from the government. Yes, we will accept and welcome the $600 a week they are talking about for those who are collecting unemployment, whatever stimulus they give. But our source, you are our source. The government is just holding what belongs to us. In the mighty name of Jesus. So either way, Father, your people be taken care of. It's a resource you have provided for us. So we release everything and anything that belongs to your people that the enemy is holding hostage for one reason or another. We release it in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord. that every need, every request is met, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, we glorify your name. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We serve a mighty God. We serve a good God. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. We thank God for you to be here this morning at this hour of power, prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. We are so excited to have you this morning. So before we get to open the lines and continue with this hour of prayer, I just want us to go to the Word, and we thank God. Today is day three of our time of prayer and fasting, and some are on day three, some consider today as day two, some might consider today as their day one. And if you had not thought about it or haven't joined us or consider joining us, you are welcome to join us today or any other day, because every day is a day of thanksgiving. Every day you can fast and pray. You know, God sees our hearts and he deals with us according to our hearts. So we are just grateful. So I'm going to go through just a reminder. It has been a wonderful week, and we have been encouraged. And God is so good. He is a good God. He is a mighty God. And before I read the word, I just want to say this testimony really quick, what God is doing. You know, we serve a mighty God, like I shared with my family yesterday, and I did share with another sister also the awesomeness of God. You know, we serve a mighty God, and I am so appreciative, and I am so grateful with what God is doing, especially with this project for the Zimbabwean people. To get these containers, they are scheduled to be picked up next Friday, which is the 14th. And I am just excited. You know, all the finances are getting together, and God is awesome, is awesome. I was sharing with my children yesterday, and this sister, I said, you know, for a change, I receive phone calls. You know, at night I wake up and I have messages on my phone, and it will be either a, you know, family member from home or somebody, you know, who needs something. Can you help me? Can you help me? So and so needs, you know, $50 for this, $100 for that. And I know for the past 3 months I've been burdened to get these containers ready and put them out. And I said, this past last week and this week, God has been surprising me. I wake up in the morning, and in the midst of all those requests and those messages, I am getting messages that my phone has a message to tell me there is finances for you to pick up. There is, you know, someone has dropped money in my Cash App, and it's just amazing. I said, our God is a good God, and I want to thank him and thank you for helping me. Finances are still coming. We are almost closer to get to the finish line, and I know by the 14th, or every penny will be there to get these containers on the road. I even thank God, my pastor and the church board offered to help us, and they even have a service, a midweek service on Tuesday, emphasizing on this project to Zimbabwe. And they have invited me for Sunday to join them on the online service. And I don't know what the schedule really is. I want to believe that God will give me an opportunity to tell the world, to tell people online, to
you know, help out. And I had, I gave you a testimony where another sister, another organization had made a GoFund, something, I'm not very familiar with it, but it's a raising fund. They raised the money to help out with the containers also. And you, my family, my circle of friends here at the Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance right here, you did a big chunk also, and the goods I received, the stuff, the containers are full, and I just thank God. I am just leaping with joy. As I always say, if you were here and my heart has a zipper and you just to open and zip my heart and see how joyful and how thankful I am for what God is doing. And, you know, I am just reminded of that scripture that when you help the poor and help those who are weak, and because he is the God of the widows and the orphans, he take care of the fatherless. When you help those people, you are lending to the Lord. So just imagine, as mighty as God is, as powerful he is, he owns the whole world, the earth and the fullness thereof belong to him. And with that power, with that grace, with all those resources he has, he allowed you and I to lend to him. After all, he is a God who pays even debts he does not own. We ourselves owned a debt we could not pay, but he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to pay a debt, to die for our sins. Debt he did not own. He paid it. Imagine when you lend to him. You know he will give it back to you, pressed down, shaken together, running over. So I pray that whatever what you gave towards this project, for God to bless you and multiply it in Jesus' name. Amen. So we are almost at the finish line. It's going to be done. And right now we are not taking, items because the containers are full. We are just targeting for finances to make sure we get all the money and get these containers sent out in Jesus' name. Amen. Whew! God is good. God is good. Amen. So today is our third day, as I said, of fasting. And we had three scriptures which are our anchor as we pray and fast. And the whole Bible, all 66 books are, at our reach. So we, on top of those three scriptures we were given, or we put as a base as we pray, we still had the whole 66 books to read. So I would just pass through those three scriptures. And yesterday we had a powerful encouragement and powerful word, and actually throughout the whole week, encouraging us through the word of God. And our first scripture, if you had not read it or do not have it, you can get your pen and paper and write it down. It's 1 Samuel 16, verse 17. 1 Samuel, Samuel 1, 1 Samuel 16, verse 7. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not to his countenance, or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as men see. For men looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. And we do know that this prayer, these 3 days, we are focusing on us. We are praying for ourselves. You know, I know most of intercessors and prayer warriors, sometimes we neglect to pray for ourselves. We focus on praying for others and standing on the gap for others, which is good. There is nothing wrong with that. But we also have to equally spend time or invest time to pray for ourselves also. And right here, you know, this is the time when you read this story from the beginning, you will hear that, you know, the previous chapters, it is talking about how God anointed David as a shepherd to become the king of Israel. So he sent his servant Samuel to, you know, as he was anointing, the, you know, after all these other sons, and the oil did not come out until Samuel had to ask, do you have another son? Are there any other sons? And then that's when David came, and people, I guess, they were surprised, and they are like, oh, what just happened here? And here we are reminded that we need to work ourselves from the inside out, because our God does not look, he is not controlled or moved by the outside appearance, but he works with us from within, from the inside. So this is one of our targets, or what we have been praying for and what we are praying for God to help us and to work ourselves from the inside. And it just ties up with the next scripture we had, which is Psalm 51 verse 10, where we pray and ask God to create, it says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And then the other scripture, the third one, is Psalm 19:14, that when we get our inside right, because that's where God look at, and not only he is looking, but we as a people, we ask him to create a clean heart in us. And once we have that clean heart, then on Psalm 19:14, then we have the ability, or these words become life, to let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O God, my strength and my redeemer, for those words to be acceptable in the sight of the Lord, the meditation of our hearts to be acceptable unto the Lord, we will need a clean heart. So with these few minutes that we have before we get to the end of the hour, because I really want us to take a few minutes just to pray, each one to pray for ourselves, you know, just pray for yourself. I still want for us to go on Psalm 51. It is a short one. I want the whole of Psalm 51. We're just going to read it. And, you know, our focus, I know it's on verse 10, but the whole Psalm 51 is just so powerful. Because only God, yes. So Psalm 51, verses 1 through 19. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before you. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in the sight, in thy sight, that thou mayest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was sharpened in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop,
and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide my face from my sins and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and behold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors the ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood gluttonousness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thy lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desire not sacrifice, else give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifice of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then shall they offer bullocks or cows or animals upon thy altar. So our God does not take sacrifices of animals, but ours, our inner. So here David is saying, you are such a generous God. You are such a God who gives grace, who is very huge, very big in mercy. And he is crying out to him to wipe out anything, all his sins, because our God is full of kindness. He is filled with multitude of tender mercies, and he has the ability to block out our transgressions. So this has been our prayer and is our prayer always, for God to show his mercy. And we have only God has the ability to show this kind of mercy. And this mercy is the mercy that counts. You know, people can do other things, can be good to us and all these other things. But if we are not lined up with God, if we do not have God's mercy, his love, then all other things do not count. They do not cover up. They do not take care of what God needs to do. And for him to have mercy on us, because he does not force himself on us. We have to surrender to him. We have to submit ourselves to him, because our God, he does not violate us. He has already given us a free will. So David is saying, I have against you, I have done evil things in your sight. I have done things that are not pleasing to you. And he is crying out for this mercy. And this has been our prayer and fasting these past couple of days, and we are continuing. Today is not the last day. You can fast as many times as however length of time you want, you so desire. Whenever and however you can do. And as I always say, and we are all aware that fasting does not change God. It does not make God any more powerful or less powerful. Fasting changes us. It helps us. It helps you and I. That's why we pray and fast, is to is to make our bodies, to sacrifice our bodies, to make our bodies submit to us. Remember, we have a body, a soul, and a spirit. So we want this body to be submissive to the spirit of God, the inner man that we have. That's why we do fast. And David continues. He said, "Purge me, wash me with your hyssop, cleanse me, soak me, take me." You know how we do laundry. I was looking yesterday when I was doing my laundry in the afternoon, and as I was turning the knob, I realized that there is an option in my laundry machine, my washer, to select a sock that instead of just pushing the washer and get it started on washing, and I have an option also to use whether warm water, or I can use hot water, or I can use cold water. And I have an option to soak my clothes, or I can just start washing. And on the washer, on that knob, it also has a choice that I can select the delicate, or I can do the normal, the regular, or I can do the heavy. It actually says heavy, and in small letters, it is like sheets and towels, you know, anything. So here I am just visualizing when David is saying, "Purge me with your hyssop, wash me clean, that I will be whiter, as white as snow." So we are, I just visualize myself that I am God, I am going, submitting myself as a laundry, as a load of laundry that needs to be washed. My soul is loaded with all these things, all the depression, all people who have offended me, things, the storms of life that has been trying to sweep me off, making me dead in the presence of God. And I'm submitting myself, and I say, "Clean me, Lord. I am your laundry. Wash me, scrub me, soak me, so that when you are done with me, I come out, my life, my soul will be as white as snow." And God will create a clean heart and renew my spirit, renew it within me. That's our prayer, brothers and sisters. So this morning, as we are getting at the end, at the top of the hour, we are going to open the lines, and you're going to pray at the close of this hour. I want us to intercede and pray for ourselves and ask God to watch us. We are his laundry this morning. We want him to soak us. Do we need a delicate wash? Because he is a God,
yes,
who is a discerner of the soul and the spirit.
Yes,
he knows our inner man. There is nothing that is hidden before him that we can do, whether we call it a secret, whether we shared it with our best friend, with someone
in the name
we trust,
of
we think they are not going to share this.
That you bless, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, that you move me.
So we're going to pray,
Lord God, of mighty power, Lord God. Cleanse me and wash me, O Lord God. All iniquity and sin, O Lord God. Weakness, shortcoming, failure, short sightedness, O Lord God. Use it, O Lord God. Touch the body right now, O Lord God. The joints, the collar buckles, O Lord God. Everything that you find. And I'm pleased in my sight, O Lord God, that you would bless, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We praise you, God. We worship you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that name that is above every name, O Lord God. Move by your spirit, O Lord God, and by your power, O Lord God. Touch, heal.
I honor you, Lord.
You're able.
Wash me,
Lord God, in the name
of Jesus.
Bless, O Lord God, and will be again, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father. That I can hear the voice. I can hear the voice. for your sheep here, O Lord. Not the voice of a stranger. Make me deaf to the voice of a stranger, that I will not hear you. Only your voice, Father.
God, we thank you, God. We praise you, Lord God. Just touch it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Bless my wife, Lord God, my companion, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Out of the head to the soul, of the feet, Lord God. Bless our children, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. Moving by your spirit, you're the only wise God. We're so glad that you're our Father, Lord God. We all of this, Lord God. I know that. You would need to, Lord God. Look, God, we thank you, Lord God. So wash us, Lord God, today that we may be clean, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the day. Moving, Father, by your spirit, Lord God, and moving, Lord God, by your power, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. So we thank you, oh God. Praise you, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Let you move it by your spirit, oh Lord God. By your power, Lord God. Thank you for your blessing, oh Lord God. How you protect, oh Lord God, of his spirit, oh Lord God. How you love and increase us, oh Lord God. Oh Lord God, thank you, Lord God, that we're able to come here this hour, Lord God, and thank you for the increase for in our lives, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So we thank you, Father. We can praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that name that is above every name, oh Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God. The sacrifices we have made, oh Lord God, made by our Calvary, Lord God, and let your only begotten Son, oh Lord God, be Jesus, oh Lord God, under the curse of the law, oh Lord God, and thank you, God, praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, thank you, Lord God, that you continue to bless and strengthen us, God, and everyone here, oh Lord God, our power of prayer, God, in the name of Jesus.
Even if I walk into the valley of the shadow,
thank you, God. Praise you, Lord God. And reverence that name,
God. I know
thank you, Lord God.
For your rod and your staff.
And name that is above every name, Lord God.
Thank you for the counsel.
So we thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
And we praise you, God.
Thank you, praise your name.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father God.
By your spirit.
Hallelujah.
By your power, God. In the day. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you.
You are not
for your keeping power, Lord God.
You
and your saving power, Lord God.
You can praise everything
else. Hallelujah. So we thank you for falling upon me.
Praise
the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus. You are the Alpha and the Omega.
Hallelujah.
The beginning and the end.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
There's no one like you.
Right now, Lord God.
There's no one like you.
I'm greater, Lord God.
You are the God of Abraham.
I'm greater than you.
The God of Isaac.
The
God of Jacob. You kept
we give you the glory, God.
Thank
we
you,
thank
Lord.
You, Father, and we give you the praise,
you are God.
God
of Elijah,
thank you, Lord.
The one who
hallelujah.
Like fire for my
yes,
God.
God
is a consuming
in the name
fire.
Of Jesus, God.
Thank
you, God. Thank
you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, God.
Thank
you, Lord.
All
things, God. Thank you, Master. Jesus' name, God. Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Thank you, Lord, God. Thank you, Lord.
I thank you that it is answered. It is answered. Oh,
of Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name
I thank you, Father, for your
mercy.
I thank you for your grace that is sufficient. Thank you, Jesus. We consider it done by the precious blood of Jesus. The battle is won. In Jesus' name.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Oh, yes.
Thank
we
you.
Are going
Able
to have a very, very good weekend.
Thank you.
I know it's
yes.
raining over here. And I just pray that God will shower us with his blessings. As it is
amen.
Raining outside, it will rain inside of us. The blessings of God, the showers of God, that he will shower
oh,
us
yes.
this weekend, that this weekend will be better than last weekend. And for we move from glory
yes.
to glory, and we move forward
oh,
with Jesus.
Yes.
We are not going backwards, but we are moving forward with him. And
that's
he
right.
is a good God in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I turn this
glory
time
to God.
Pastor Darlene. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for this awesome day together as we have been blessed by the word today. Thank God for this entire week. Apostle Horsley just sharing a wonderful word for this earlier this week. And each and every one who has shared the testimonies, it's just been a blessing. And we are so grateful for what God is doing. I'm not sure if our Sister Mary is online because we had some people who could not get into the station. So I cannot see her number, but today is her birthday. And so we want to come together and sing happy birthday to our Sister Mary before we leave. So if we can go at the count of three, we will sing happy birthday to Sister Mary. One,
amen.
Two. Happy
birthday
to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy
birthday to
happy birthday
to you.
Amen.
Amen.
Happy birthday.
And many, many more.
Thank you all so much. That meant so much to me. God bless each of you.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
Enjoy your
day.
Enjoy your birthday.
Amen,
amen. Well, thank you all for singing that birthday song, and I pray that each and every one of us will have an awesome week. And I make a declaration that we are blessed and cannot be cursed. I decree that we walk by faith and not by sight. I decree that each and every one of us is debt-free. I decree that we
amen.
Have more than enough, and as God blesses us, that we will bless others as we continue to sow into each other's lives, God will bless, increase, and enlarge us. I love you all. May the favor of God and man be with you everywhere you go. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled ARDLEY. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.